This is an online newscast of our 5 p.m. news from Monday, March 21st on News Radio 710 Keel. A second Shreveport cop has been arrested for drunk driving in just the past month. This one, yesterday morning. He's been put on leave and he's not being allowed to serve until the outcome of criminal proceedings and an internal investigation are known. He's four-year rookie officer Jason Saiz. He was caught speeding in his personal vehicle early yesterday morning along Airline Drive in Bossier City by state police, who pulled him over. The trooper noticed Saiz was drunk and cuffed him and took him to Bossier Max. Just before 1:30 this afternoon, a fire broke out at a home on Rex Avenue in Shreveport. Firefighters got it out in about 10 minutes before it could spread to the attic, but not before a bedroom and all of its contents were destroyed. Fire investigators say when the fire broke out, two children were inside, ages 4 and 2, and four adults were out on the front porch. In the end, there were no injuries, and the cause of the blaze appeared to be the 4-year-old playing with a cigarette lighter inside. It was the 4-year-old that alerted the adults who were outside on the porch about the fire. Here's proof that you can run, but you can't hide, from Caddo Sheriff's detectives. A former employee at a local property management company is believed to have stolen over $100,000 in 2009 by diverting incoming company money into an outside PayPal account, hers. 55-year-old Patricia Robertson of Bastrop was fired early last year and fled the state. A local detective found her living comfortably in Houston this past Thursday. Opening statements got underway in Caddo District Court yesterday afternoon in LaMondre Tucker's first-degree murder trial. You'll recall he's the 20-year-old accused of killing his ex-girlfriend, Tavia Sills, and her unborn child in the MLK area. It's not too late to be a part of the Great American Cleanup. Shreveport Green Executive Director Donna Curtis says volunteers from all over the city will be picking up trash in their communities. She says the biggest groups are in the Moortown, Queensboro, and Highland areas.
We also have some LSUS people involved, and so they'll be concentrating on the southeast part of the city. We also have some people up in Lakeview, which is on the north side of the lake. We have a huge group up there that participate. Last weekend, some people cleaned up in Blanchard. So we've had groups going, already have them going, and all aiming for April 9th, of course, is our big day.
Curtis says more than 450 volunteers have already signed up for the cleanup. At the end of it all, there will be a big party, too, for volunteers at the fairgrounds field, complete with food and lots of prizes. And there will be prizes for things like the biggest group and the group with the most trash collected. Louisiana lawmakers have begun the task of drawing new district lines, and Benton Senator Robert Adley says it promises to be a different type of reapportionment session because it's the first since the legislature imposed term limits.
Normally, under reapportionment, you allow the congressmen to sit down and try to resolve their issues. But in this session, because of term limits, it appears the House of Representatives now will want to play a much larger role.
Some have used words like contentious to describe what's about to happen. Adley says that's probably a pretty accurate description. Thanks for listening to this podcast of our 5 p.m. news from Monday, March 21st. We'll have each afternoon's 5 p.m. newscast posted on the website by around 6 o'clock that evening, just in case you missed it. And thanks for listening to News Radio 710 Keel and for visiting 710keel.com.